Thanks again for meeting me, Mar.
Of course. I'm sorry he was harsh.
I should have listened to you and just let it go.
If you think the feelings you have for Ben are real and not a reaction to being stuck together and seeing him find happiness, I don't know, maybe it's worth some thought.
I guess it doesn't really matter because he's so pissed off at me.
Look, you have a new adventure coming up. Lean into that. Ooh, what about trying the Zoom dates again with the British boys?
I guess.
Give me your phone.
What if it has coronavirus germs on it?
That's a risk I'm willing to take. Besides, the CDC officially said that coronavirus doesn't live on surfaces, and I brought hand sanitizer, so.
Okay. All right. If they have photos of Glastonbury, then that's an immediate swipe left for me. Just don't forget that.
The British Burning Man. Got it. Oh, that was fast. Damn, you're a hot commodity, Rosemary.
Let me see.
Nuh-uh, no. 6 feet. All right, his name is Ian. He's from Bath, went to Oxford, practices environmental law, and likes to row crew.
Who cares? Is he hot?
Looks aren't everything, Rosemary.
So he's not.
Well, I guess you'll just have to find out on your date tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What if Ben is home?
Who cares?
Won't he think it's weird I'm going on a date right after I confess my feelings for him?
Hey, his thoughts are of no concern to you, okay? You're moving forward.
But
nothing. Ben is your friend. Your roommate.
Lewis was robbed! That's why pit crews are so important.
Oh my god, my friends make fun of me for liking it. They don't get the strategy and precision.
Well, when you get over here, you'll find yourself in good company. We're all pretty mad for F1. That and football.
Football's not really my thing. I do like Ted Lasso, though.
Can I let you in on a secret?
Always.
I'm not a fan either. I told my dad and he threatened to put me out, so now I pretend. I've got the proper kit and everything, but I never watch the matches.
That's how my parents reacted when I told them I was over Oprah.
The chat show host?
What's a chat show?
Exactly what it sounds like. A show where you chat. Oprah or Ellen.
Oh, she's canceled. We don't talk about Ellen.
She's the one who tweeted about an ice cream shop putting calories on the menu.
It's Demi Lovato.
Oh, God. Americans are weird.
That's why I'm getting out.
We should do this again. Same time tomorrow?
I'll put it in my diary.
Okay. You do that.
Oh, he is a character.
I love it. Oh my god, my own grandfather was a man of few words. So it's just fun to hear all of the stories.
Oh, God, you're so kind to do this to help Ben out, sweetheart. I know he appreciates it.
Oh, of course. And, you know, not to be whatever about it, but I do think I'm better at interviews than your son is.
Well, I was going to say the exact same thing. Oh, baby, were your ears burning?
Uh-oh, laughing at my expense, Mom?
Never. Wait, so how is this all gonna work anyway, Ben? You're gonna email the film? Seymour might be hip, but he's not the best at computers.
I was planning to burn it to a DVD so he can play it on his TV, and I'll stay outside while he watches it.
Oh, God, that Rosemary is such a doll for helping. I hope you've properly said thank you, Benjamin.
I have.
Not
great to see you, Mom.
Bye, honey. Rosemary, can you give me some ideas for a story?
Oh, for sure. Maybe a time Seymour surprised you or did something with you.
I got arrested for marijuana possession in the 80s. I was too scared to call Dad. So I called Seymour. He came down to the station, but he refused to bail me out until I admitted that the Mets were better than the Yankees. They're not.
What a guy.
I know.
The only thing Seymour cares about is butter. We went on a trip to Cleveland, and the only place we could find for dinner was some Italian chain. Seymour rolled with it until the bread and butter came out. It was those little gold pads, and they were frozen. He made us leave without eating. I remember driving through Wendy's afterwards and thinking, how is this better? Then I look over at Seymour, and he is chowing down on a double cheeseburger. He has got grease and driblets just seeping inside the creases of his face, and they're just dropping down and making a mess, and he is just so delighted.
And you thought I was stubborn.
You're going to be out of control at his age.
Yeah, well, we all have our flaws.
Can't relate. You know, I've got a Zoom date and a few, but I'm around tomorrow if you want to finish up the film together.
Sure. And good for you, Rosemary.
Thanks. I hope things are going well with Hallie. Okay. Later, Ben.
You are a hoot, Rosemary.
Is that another Britishism, or did you lie about your age on your profile?
Is that a thing people do?
Totally. Oh my God. This one guy, he listed his age as 35, and I swear he could have been my father.
I can dig up my birth certificate if you...
No, I believe you.
I don't want to jinx anything, but I am so looking forward to meeting you in person.
Me too.
Well, what did they say? The tension of dating across an ocean makes the heart grow fonder. Who's that?
Oh, it's just Ben. He's my gay best friend and roommate. Say hi, Ben.
He doesn't seem to return the sentiment.
Ian, you have no idea how right you are.
So, did you see that video I sent you on Instagram? I saw that it said seen, but you never responded.
Oh, no. I've been trying to stay off for my mental health.
Okay, yeah, got it. Cool. I just wanted to say, if you want to talk about it, like Laura's pregnancy, I'm here. I'm sure it was a blindside, but I'm...
Yeah, no offense, Lewis. I'm super happy for you, but I'd rather not yet.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, I get it. All good. Anyways, how are things
with
Haley?
She's a keeper. She's a girl you marry, you know?
But
what?
No, nothing. I guess I was just sensing a butt, but maybe my butt sensing was off, so never mind.
Okay, there might be a butt. You're gonna think I lost my mind.
This is me you're talking to, man. There's nothing you've ever said or done that's even half as nuts as the things I've said and done.
That's true. I've been thinking a lot about Rosemary.
What about her?
I don't know, like, is there a way to make it work?
Okay, I take it back. I guess you have out-crazied me.
She told me she still has feelings for me. And I think if I'm being honest, I do too, but... I know it's not smart, and I kind of lost my shit when she said it, so...
I think you should go for it.
Are you serious?
Yes. You have to follow your heart, Ben.
Well, we were going to work on Seymour's film tonight. Maybe it's a good opening?
Call me after. Love you, mean it.
Okay. They just need another minute, and then they'll be perfectly al dente.
Great. God, I'm excited to work on Seymour's film instead of these healthcare startup logos.
Thanks again, and... I wanted to say I'm really sorry for overreacting the other day.
Thanks, Ben. I'm sorry, too, for all of it. I was out of line, and it wasn't fair, and...
Did you order something?
No.
Hello?
Ben, it's Hallie. I brought a surprise. Buzz me up.
I don't know what to do.
Well, please don't buzz her up. I don't want her germs.
Ben?
Shit.
Go. I'll work on the titles, and you can check my progress later. It doesn't
but,
matter.
I've been looking forward to tonight, to catching up and...
Just go, Ben. It's fine. Your girlfriend is a priority. I'll finish the film myself.
I can't wait to see the film. That sounds so special.
Yeah. Hopefully we can finish it in the next day or so. We were going to tonight, but...
Did I interrupt?
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm so happy to see you.
I was thinking, what if we went away for the weekend? We could get tests and go camping, maybe. Be outside, connect with nature, with each other.
That sounds great. Except, I hate camping.
Really?
I'm an adult. I want to sleep in a bed.
Oh, I'm an adult. I want to sleep in a bed.
I know. I'm also terrible in the woods. Any wildlife that comes across our path, I would run for my life, and you'd be left on your own.
What if I could convince you that camping is much more than sleeping on the ground and fending off bears?
Oh. Yeah. What do you have in mind? I'm sorry about last night.
What?
I said I'm sorry.
It's fine. I finished the title and credit slides. I emailed them to you. I mean, if you have any edits, just email me back.
Wow. You made a lot of progress.
Well, yeah, it's his birthday tomorrow, right?
Yeah. I was going to ask if you wanted to come with me to deliver it. I was going to stand outside the window to see his reaction.
I don't think that's such a good idea, Ben.
Why? I'm not going to breathe on him. I'll wear a mask when I hand it.
No, I mean, me joining you, I think that isn't so smart.
Oh, okay.
Do you home make your biscuits with your tea?
Do I strike you as a pastry chef?
Maybe.
I'll take that as a compliment, but no. I buy them from the shop around the corner usually. When you're here, I'll take you.
That sounds lovely.
Refresh my memory. When is that happening?
Oh, sorry. One second, Ian. Do you need help?
No, I got it. Thanks.
Give Seymour a big, big happy birthday from me.
Will do, Rosemary.
Sorry about that. Where were we? When am I coming to London? In 1 month.
1 month?
Yeah. Is that short or long?
Kind of both, I guess.
I wish it were sooner.
As do I. Rosemary, may I ask you a personal question?
Oh boy, don't phrase things like that. It scares me.
Sorry. Well, I was wondering, do you have a specific timeline in terms of when you'd like to prioritize having children? I apologize if that's an overstep, but it's important to me, and I just want to make sure we're aligned.
I don't want any more cakes. If you're a delivery driver, just take the cake home yourself, please.
No, see, it's me. I have a surprise for you.
Benjamin?
Yes, I've got something to drop off, and then I'm going to wait outside while you open it, okay?
Oh, you really didn't have to go all out for my 89th birthday.
Oh, my beautiful boy. I haven't seen you in so long.
Hey, you were supposed to stay inside. I don't want to expose you.
You've got a mask and a face shield on. I think I'll be okay.
Okay, I'm leaving this here, so... look out your window once you're done.
Seymour, I'll forever be the luckiest kid to have had the best grandfather of all time. Even though you are indisputably the coolest 90-year-old any of us have ever met, you're way more than just cool. You're, I don't know, empathetic, caring, revolutionary. You're my grandfather, but you're my best friend. There's a lot of things I want in my life, namely to build a family of my own, but when I stop and think about it, I think I already have the best family, and that's because of you. Happy birthday, Seymour. I'm sorry I can't be with you, but know that I love you so much.
Ben, where'd you go?
I'm out here. Look down.
Oh, there you are. Are you trying to break my heart?
I love you, Seymour. Happy 90th birthday.
89th.
It's his 90th birthday. Look up there. Oh, man.
I love you too, Benjamin. You're going to build your own family one day, and I can't wait to be a part of it.
Me too.
And I love your message from Rosemary. Tell her thank you.
What? What message from Rosemary?